That's another ship recorded in session for us here on Amazing Radio on The Other Woman by Gabby Young and Other Animals, although there's only one other animal with us, the lovely Millie. And Gabby joins me now for a chat. Hello, Gabby. Good to see you.
Hi, Ruth. How are you?
Very well. Always good to see you. Fresh from the road.
Yes.
So how's it been? You've literally been on a whirlwind tour. Tell us, where have you been?
Yeah, well, it's exhausting because I can't even remember where I've been. But we've been Germany, Austria, Switzerland, France, Spain for a little bit, which was amazing. We've never been to Spain before, and probably other places, but I can't remember.
Incredible. What a way to start the year, though.
Yeah.
And a lovely way to launch this album, I suppose.
Yeah.
Which is obviously getting some lovely traction from the fans. The fans love you. There's such a big following for you guys. Did it really feel like that when you were on tour?
Yeah, well, I'm extremely lucky to have such a loyal fan base. I mean, not only were they a part of the album because of the Kickstarter campaign, but now they're just being so supportive. I mean, it's just been amazing waking up every day to these messages from people that are getting their albums now and becoming really close to the songs, and it's like the whole full circle.
You recently debuted on Sky News talking about crowdfunding. We'll give you a little bit more time maybe to tell us about that. You didn't have much time. But obviously Kickstarter to create an album, there must always be a certain amount of anxiety before you even create the account online that you think, if I do this, is anyone going to give me their money?
Oh, absolutely. And it's a real kind of head mess. The amount of time and effort and work you have to go through, you kind of forget it because you think, oh yeah, I'm just going to do crowdfunding, it will be easy. And then suddenly you're given this massive form and you have to think through everything. And I think that's actually something really good about it, is it's a kind of quality control, because you have to really believe in what you do in order to be successful at crowdfunding, and otherwise it just doesn't work. So that's number one. You have to be so, you know, full of energy and enthusiasm for your project, and the rest, I guess, just comes.
Because it just bleeds into the fans. You know, they kind of catch it, don't they? I suppose.
Absolutely.
They catch your enthusiasm. Did anyone really bowl you over? You don't have to name names, but was there anyone who, in particular, that you thought, oh my goodness, they've given us how much?
Yeah, absolutely. A family friend of ours. I was just about to go to sleep, and my phone popped up and said, "You have a new pledge," and it was the second day of Kickstarter, and it was for £500, and I was just blown away, and I was calling my parents at like midnight going, I need his number. They're like, Gabby, he's probably asleep. And I was like, no, because he just pledged. And he was in the Outer Hebrides, just like walking around the mountains. And I finally got to speak to him, and he was like, oh, it's no trouble. You know, to him, it didn't obviously seem like such a big deal. But to us, we were just absolutely, it started the campaign the best way possible. And I think, you know, at the beginning, it is terribly scary. The moment you press launch, you're suddenly like, oh, this could go so horribly wrong, and you know, it could really fall apart in a very embarrassing way. So when you get a pledge like £500, you just know that you're off to a good start and onto the right track, and it just kind of completely lifted the whole campaign.
Yeah. The first time you and I talked, it took me weeks to get over our first conversation just because of your incredible story as a singer. And I know that's sort of, well, I guess that's not part of this album, really, because I guess, did you sort of get that all out on the first album?
Yeah, there's still little glimpses of it. I think everything I do will always have glimpses of the pain in my life, because we're tortured artists, you know.
Yeah, but that's good. I think you need to rinse that pain.
Yeah,
but I just to fill people in very briefly, we won't harp on about it, but it is an incredible story where you at one time in your life thought you'd never sing again.
Well, yeah, I discovered I had thyroid cancer when I was 22, and your thyroid is right next to your voice box, which couldn't have been a scarier place for a singer. And it was definitely that kind of stop sign in my life where I had to pause everything for a year and just get over cancer. And luckily, they didn't touch my voice and it was all okay, but it was very scary.
Tell us about Another Ship, because we heard that, the session track, before we started chatting. And of course, people can hear that you've definitely got your voice still. Thank goodness, your beautiful voice. So tell us a little bit about that song and how it fits into the album.
Well, there's a real conflict in this album. There's a lot of contrast between light and shade. And I think the kind of shadier moments are almost about the conflict of wanting to get back to the light. And Another Ship is about that. It's about wanting to go home, but also not knowing if home will offer you what you need as well. You know, that feeling where you just go, I just can't be here. I need to be somewhere else, and I don't know where that is. And it's to me about wanting to get on another ship to the one that you're sailing on at the time. You just need to go somewhere different and do something else. And there's a lot of that on this album. I think there's a lot of kind of lost mentality, where sometimes when you're on tour, you know, you're lying there in some hotel room going, where the hell am I and what's happened to my life? And it is amazing, but at the same time it's pretty scary, and you do feel a bit kind of alone at times. And
which is weird considering your band, there's about 20 people in your band.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but actually that's something that I find really strange, is that there's times where you're surrounded by people and you feel that you're loneliest. And I'll never understand that. I found that about when I first moved to London. I was like, why do I feel lonely when I've never seen so many people? But my band are amazing and they're such a support, and I've done quite a bit of touring by myself as well, and that's a lot harder.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to hear another session track, Gabby Young, live in session with us here on The Other Woman. Is it Smile that we're having next? Well, let's hear it and then we'll talk a bit about it. This is Smile on Amazing Radio. Smile in session for us on Amazing Radio. That's Gabby Young and Other Animals, or Other Animal in this case, Millie, who's joining her in the session this evening. And so tell us a little bit about Smile.
Oh, well, Smile is going to be the next single. It's the pinnacle part of the album, where it is literally me saying, I just want to make you smile. And that's exactly why I make music. That's exactly why I tour. And when we were on tour in the last trip, we had this big board saying, tell us what makes you smile. And it's very much about getting people involved and just putting grins on people's faces.
But I think that's what you are about, Gabby Young and Other Animals. You are, I mean, apart from the fact that when you go to one of your gigs, it's a 360 experience in terms of colour and performance and art and getting people involved in terms of design. It's a wonderful experience. So you can't help but smile. I mean, there's nothing melancholic about you guys at all. Tell us a little bit about that. Where does that come from? Is that just because, is that you? Is that the dynamic in the band? What is that?
I think it is me, because I've had loads of dark periods in my life, but for some reason this last few years I've just been so, the most important thing to me is smiling. That's it. I just there's nothing else that's more of a priority than it. And I think that does kind of spread to the audience, and I think sometimes people think I'm a complete idiot because all I can do is be like, I'm so happy, thank you all, I love you. And also the band, I think, give that off as well. I don't know, it's the most important thing in life, isn't it?
Do you ever have your down periods then? Because it's tough to be high all the time, even if it's a natural high. But when do your down periods come?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, when I come off tour, I start to go in a bit of a downward spiral, because I think I'm just so up at the time. And touring is a crazy whirlwind of emotions anyway, because, you know, you're giving so much. I mean, I thought about this recently. I realised that touring is literally just giving 100% all the time. And although I love it, when you get back home, you're just like, whoa, I really need to just sleep for a long time. And as I was talking to you earlier, I've just been closing my laptop recently and going, I don't want to bother with the other things, because I also run my own label and have Gabberdashery and I have so many other things going on. And so I've very much been a bit selfish and said, you know, I just want to do some gardening and walk my dog, and that's about it. And that for me is a down period, actually. It's when I can't, you know, I don't quite have the energy to get back to it yet.
Yeah. It's exhausting. And like you say, you are a one-woman empire. There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Clothes, design. Because you're Gabby Young and Other Animals, it's very much you. You're at the centre of what you do. How much of it is you, and how much of it is this person, Gabby Young, who's got, you know, pink hair and is a sort of persona, I suppose?
It's red, Ruth.
Sorry.
It's red.
Sorry. Don't. Red. Beautiful red hair. Yes.
No, don't worry. Well, I don't think I could be anything else but myself. I would find it really hard. I can't be a persona like Lady Gaga or whatever, because, I don't know, for me, it just doesn't... It has to be from the heart, and it has to be full of passion. And like it or not, that's just who I am, and I kind of can't choose any other way. But I do definitely get exhausted of being at my most kind of, you know, I guess hyper. And you know,
creative as well. You're creative all the time.
Hugely creative. And as I said before, you know, the times in between the touring and the recording, I think I'm just like, okay, enough. I don't want to see anyone. I don't want to do anything. I just put on the TV and that's it. I really kind of, you know, sink back into a much quieter me. But it's also the energy that people give me. You know, when I go onto stage and I see all these faces hopefully smiling and enjoying themselves, they give me so much energy. And so when I'm by myself, I'm missing that energy. So yeah. Then, you know, it's a very different experience.
It's addictive, I
yeah.
think.
Oh, very
yeah.
much so.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. Okay, tell us about Fear of Flying. This is the last track, and I know you're doing it specially for me. Oh, I love that. I love that. Take note, other artists who come on to The Other Woman. I love a bit of this. So tell me about this one.
Well, I knew that it was something on the album that you would love because We're On This Together is a song that we've both shared a love for. And Fear of Flying is my little gem on this album. It's the one that sometimes I feel like my songs are like children and this is the baby that needs to be cradled. And I love to hold it really tight. And it's about being scared of things, but letting people help you through it. And also it's a very vulnerable song for me because it's going back to my kind of earlier years where I was complete loner, really, and I loved to be by myself and I never let other people help me. I was very like, I can do this all by myself. And finally I let other people in and everything kind of changed for the better. And that's what this song is about.
This is Gabby Young in session on The Other Woman, and this is the beautiful Fear of Flying. Thank you so much. The album is out
on June the 2nd.
June the 2nd. Yes, I did know that. I did know that. The album is out on June the 2nd, so in a couple of weeks. And of course, you're probably playing everywhere across the summer, are you? Lots of dates booked in?
Yeah, lots of festivals, which is fun. I love festivals.
You are brilliant at festivals. Okay, excellent. Thank you so much for joining us, Gabby Young. And this is Fear of Flying.